Ready for something scary?
Okay!
You're in the right spot. The iScary Podcast collects spooky, creepy news stories to discuss and give you chills.
Whatever.
Just so you know, hosts discuss topics they've just learned about and have no prior knowledge. Their views are just for your entertainment.
Woo! Welcome back to another episode of iScary Podcast. I'm Ann Kimbrough, and I'm really happy to once again have with us co-host Grinnell Morris.
Hello.
Hey, Grinnell.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
I hope you've been well and safe and not scared about anything.
I have not, but I'm prepared. Like, I've been, you know, I've been nice and calm and unscared for a while, so I'm ready.
You're ready. Well, you know, let's see. What are the things? Are you ready to have your skin crawl, your heart race, and your brain to melt?
Oh, I brain melt.
Well, see, I might be overselling it a little, but let's jump right into our first news story.
Excellent.
Okay, this story starts out in Scotland, where there's this really popular hiking trail, and people go there a lot with their dogs. But there's this one bridge where the dogs act a little crazy. Fluffy! Fluffy, what you doing? What's wrong? No! No, Fluffy, get back here! And they kind of run and jump off of it. And the cause is said to be ghosts.
What?
That's crazy.
That is so crazy. Okay, so there's this is in Scotland?
Right, Scotland. But, you know, hey. Ghost Scotland, to me, that
well,
happens.
Totally. I was going to say, that's kind of like,
what do you think?
Aren't ghosts, aren't they from Scotland? my question is, so the stories are circulating that ghosts are involved. Well, like, no duh, right? Something is involved. But my question is, are the ghosts aren't pushing these dogs. They're just getting inside the dogs'
heads. Correct. But I think we need the full story. Sydney, take it away.
News.
Dog suicide from ATI News. A bridge in Dumbarton, Scotland, has a weird effect on dogs. It causes them to jump to their death. After more than 300 doggy suicides, some strange stories are circulating about the cause. Locals blame ghostly spirits. The incidents started in the 1960s and continue today. Dog owners beware, as the area is a popular walking route. One dog owner said they often walked the path, but on one fateful day, her dog froze when they approached the bridge. Then a strange energy overtook her pup and he ran, as if possessed, and jumped off the bridge's side. That time, thankfully, the dog survived. However, some of the dogs that survive the fall go back and jump again.
I mean, that's crazy.
No. I don't have a dog, but I love dogs. And I just the whole idea that, you know, that their personality could suddenly change.
Yeah.
It's freaky. I mean, have they correlated any statistics of how many people have jumped off the bridge?
That's a great question. The other...
Can these things possess people?
Right. But, you know, that would probably be part of the story, right? If 50-plus dogs
sure.
had done this, but no humans have done it, or, you know, or if a bunch of humans had done it, it would be like, okay, this thing is possessing just anything. But
well, a lot of people jump off the San Francisco Bridge and, you know, no one's saying they're possessed.
Right. Right. But dogs are a different story. You just think, you know, animal instincts are like, I'm not going to kill myself. I mean, that's
yeah.
Now here's a very morbid thing. Like, whether or not you believe in this, if you didn't believe in it, like if you didn't believe in spirits and you had a dog, mm-hmm. would you have the morbid curiosity? I'm gonna walk my dog to this bridge, knowing what I know, just because that's a bunch of hooey. Risking the fact that you might, you know, I don't know, like what would you do in that say, like a true skeptic that's like, oh, that's
have it on a leash.
Yeah, well,
for sure,
for sure, For sure.
I mean, these dogs seem like, yeah, they're going out walking and, but, you know, these nice country paths, let them loose. I wouldn't do that anyway, because I'm afraid my dog would just bound after a rabbit or a grouse or whatever they have in Scotland, you know.
But maybe a long leash, like one of those retractable leashes, very, so you could see if it starts to run.
Oh, so we could jump over and then you could pull it back.
That's right.
Because those are.
That's right. That's the scientific way to test this, right?
That is.
Oh,
that is.
Go. Oh. Yeah. No.
Would you do that with your dog, your beloved dog? No.
No, but I might. I might go sit. Yeah, I might buy one. Like one that I'm not attached to. No, I might go sit and watch. I mean, because if I don't know. Like just watch a couple people walk their dogs across the bridge and see if anything weird
camp
happens.
Camp out for a few days and take some real stats.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's say so 1960 till today, maybe there were 600. I mean, you're going to be waiting a while.
That's true.
I'm just guessing.
That's true. Well,
and you know, most spirits don't possess things when people are watching. It's just the rule.
Well, then I'd be doing a public service, right? I would prevent, I would be sitting there preventing dogs from killing themselves and saving pet owners the grief.
Hey, that's what you should start.
That's right. Maybe they'll be,
save
I can
people
like.
People in Scotland save the dogs from jumping off the bridge by taking turns watching.
Exactly. Or I could turn it into a profession and just have them, like the local county, pitch in and just, you know, give me room and board. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not a dog watcher, or you're a dog watcher, not a dog walker.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
I love the way your brain thinks, Grinnell.
Well,
I really do. could save some puppy lives.
That's a crazy story. That is a crazy story.
It really is.
Because you think of, whenever I think of ghosts, I don't think of their effects on animals. It's always like people. But
exactly.
But I guess, I mean, why would dogs be any, you know, protected from ghosts any more than people?
So maybe the ghosts are throwing ghost bones for the dogs.
Exactly. Another question, is it just dogs? Is it just dogs? Because obviously if other wildlife, like a squirrel, were to run and jump off there, most people probably wouldn't notice. And people don't walk their cats usually.
Oh no.
So is it just dogs?
No. Yeah, yeah. There could be like all this carnage going on that we don't know about just because no one's there.
Yes, I would want to, if I were there, I would want to examine the bones at the bottom of this bridge. Are they just dog bones?
Good point.
I have a lot of questions.
Well, I find these stories do generate a lot of questions.
Yes.
But you're right. Excavate that area.
Excavate.
Maybe something goes back. I mean, so the story said that this was originally a farm and that someone built a house. And obviously there was some kind of creek, river, a little there. So the driveway of the house eventually extended to become this bridge so they could come and go. But, you know, you got to wonder what was there before a farmhouse. Like you said, Scotland, a lot of history.
Yeah.
There could be something at work that we haven't. We need archaeologists to do the dig.
Archaeologists. I think there's a Viking dog graveyard down there.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll send them a note, a letter. Say, hey, I still think the neighborhood watch to keep anything from happening is really
and
great.
Some, you know,
if you really care about dogs, you would do
that's
it.
Right. And maybe some testing.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, cool. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel better. Like we have some solutions to send them. That should be our next thing is that after every one of these stories, we send some help.
That's right.
And advice.
Lots of solutions.
All right. Let's go check out our second news story since you survived that one. I mean, it was freaky, but it didn't like personally scare me unless I was there walking my beloved dog.
Yeah, let's talk about that for 1 second because it's one thing to hear the story, but if I were there with a dog that I had that was my dog for 7 years or something and I knew my dog well and it just suddenly sprinted and jumped off the edge of a bridge, that would freak me out.
It would. It would terrify me.
It would freak me out. And then if I hadn't have known the lore behind it and then discovered that, I would be...
Tourists, beware.
Yeah. And I would be miffed.
Yeah.
I would be miffed that nobody told me.
Well, I think that's the other big lesson. Google wherever you go and find out the local lore so you don't just stumble upon it and kill your dog accidentally.
Beware all dog walkers. Google ghosts in the area before walking dog.
Yeah.
That's the moral.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the moral of this story. Okay. Good point. All right. Moving on. We've got this one. Oh, Grinnell, this one.
Uh-oh.
It's called Killer Rescue.
This story starts on a dark winter night in a mountain pass. Guy loses control of his car and ends up in a snowbank. Luckily, the police come and rescue him.
Hang tight. We'll get you out of here soon.
But unlucky for him, that incident is recorded and it comes back to haunt him 32 years later. When he becomes the prime suspect for murdering two women.
So he did bad things, and then...
Yeah, he did horrific things. He got away with it, but not forever. Let's get all the details on this one. Take it away, Sydney.
News.
Killer Rescue from Newser. On a stormy winter night on a winding mountain road, sheriffs rescue a man who slid off the road and crashed his truck into a snowbank. He could have frozen to death in the snowstorm. Good one, right? Wrong. Unfortunately, he had separately picked up two hitchhikers early that day and shot them, killing both and ditching their bodies in the mountain pass. The crimes went unsolved for 32 years, but in a strange twist, the rescue report helped put the killer at the scene of the crimes, and DNA evidence finally led to justice.
That's amazing. They had DNA evidence that long ago?
I guess enough. Maybe the ballistics, maybe they found, you know, it didn't, like most of these stories, they didn't go into huge detail, but I thought the incredible part was that so he could, if he hadn't have crashed his truck in a snowbank because of the weather, which is, you know, force majeure, you know,
right.
No one would have ever known. He wouldn't have been able to be, you know, in that area. And then because some sheriff, or and I think there was some maintenance crew working on the roads that called the sheriffs that came and rescued him. If they hadn't seen him, and it said that when they found him, he's like, "Oh my God, thank you." Well, thank you. Yeah.
I want to.
That report, it was out there and somebody found it. Some cool detective put it all together.
That's amazing. That's what I want to know, because it said in what you read to me, it said that something in the report led to the conviction. So there was some clue in the report. It was like,
well, the clue was that where he was found and saved from.
It was location.
So he was in the vicinity. It was location, and somebody cared enough to gather all that data and say, well, this is the only guy in the area. Let's look into him.
And then maybe the DNA evidence now, because they had samples of something, they could do the DNA.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they could do the DNA 32 years later.
Right.
Maybe at the time he would have escaped conviction.
Did they find,
you know, if they couldn't,
the women the same night that they found him?
No. They found, they didn't say about one. They said one was found like 6 months later. I mean, it was a terrible snowstorm. So.
Yeah. So of course they wouldn't connect the two. Like if somebody had just driven off a...
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so someone had to, they had to connect that these two separate women who they said were hitchhiking home after work, maybe because of the snow. So they had to connect these two separate cases of these women murdered, but they were shot with, obviously, so that I'm assuming that was the same weapon that shot them. So that was probably a clue. And then they just had to find someone in the area. And, but for this storm and the guy crashing, I mean, to me, that's like an act of God almost, in the sense of when you talk about maybe spirits and ghosts, here's some good ones. I mean, you can't help but wonder, or was it the women? Did they make his car crash into the
maybe.
Dang ghost?
I know, but that is.
I don't know. If you believe in that, to me, that totally makes sense.
Totally. But then if that's like, okay, let's say there are forces at work, whether it's God or the women or forces at work that are like, hey, you did something bad. Here's your truck is going
and get you
right into the snowbank. But then it doesn't get solved for 32 years. But
maybe it couldn't because, like you said, the DNA evidence.
True.
I mean, you know, I'm just thinking that ghosts are in for the long haul.
Fair enough. So as long as justice is served, it could be centuries later. As long as justice is served, it's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it was before the guy died.
Yeah. And I guess there's...
I mean, I don't know. That's really cool justice.
That is cool justice. There's no statute of limitations, I guess, on murder.
On murder?
Right.
No. Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, you're not getting...
Bummer for that guy. Can you imagine having done something? And you're 3 decades later, you're like, I definitely got away with this.
Well, did he just kill 2 women? I don't know. People like that don't just stop at 2. So I don't know. To me, that's scary that he was free to do whatever he's going to do for all that time.
Where was this?
Where was it? Montana. I believe it was Montana.
Of course.
I'm thinking.
Creepy.
I don't have it in my... Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I think it was Montana, okay. But don't hold me to that. But
isn't there a creepy show on TV right now called Big Sky?
Oh, the one where they...
Yeah.
Yes.
It takes place in Montana,
yes.
And it's like all... It's like maybe they...
They might have tapped into this story. Maybe. Who knows? I might have to watch that. That's totally up our alley.
That is a... yeah, I like that. I like that. It's like...
Well, I think the lesson to this is, you know... We had spirits that possessed dogs, possibly, and we had spirits that, you know, had justice served
That's right.
for an old crime.
That's right.
So, you know, that's a whole spectrum. Which would you be? The nice ghost or the bad ghost?
Well, killing dogs, making them jump off bridges, that's just a...
That's really evil.
That's a mean ghost for sure. Like
very, very mean.
Man's best friend. Yeah, let's make them run and jump off of things. That's like a... That's a mischievous, evil ghost.
And you wouldn't be like that.
I wouldn't be like that.
Luckily, you're alive, so there's
That's
not
right.
a problem.
But no, but my
we'll
ghost
keep it that
my
way.
Ghost wouldn't be my definitely not hurt dogs.
No. Go into the light and just be happy.
That's right.
you know, that's the whole part of the story, of all these stories that, you know, we don't know. It is cool to speculate. And in this final case, the killer being rescued, It was so fitting. You love that that justice is finally served, because sometimes it wouldn't have been.
Right.
It would just be a cold case that no one would have ever been able to solve.
A cold case? Oh, hey, that's okay.
Well, let's end on that one. Thanks so much, Grinnell, for joining me again to go over these stories. You add a lot to the discussion.
Oh, well, thank you. It's my pleasure. It's fun. These stories are so fun for me to, you know, my curious mind just loves to delve into them. So thank you.
Great. Well, we'll have you back again really soon.
Excellent.
Cool. Until next time, thanks everybody for joining us.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone at iScary Podcast would like to thank you, the listeners, for joining us. And we hope you come back for another spooky episode. A huge shout out and all our thanks also goes to our newscaster, Sydney Story, our announcer, Zach Mercer, and all our Step Into the Story actors, Grinnell Morris, Sydney Story, Zach Mercer, and an IA program we get from Speechalo. And we license our music and sound effects from Zapsplat.
Join us again, if you dare. The iScary Podcast is produced by Wyatt Pashek and Ann Kimbrough. Copyright April 2021.